Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're broadcasting live from Camp Ripley as we talk with Norwegian and Minnesota troops about their training and cultural events happening at the 45th Annual Norwegian Reciprocal Exchange. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General John Jensen.
Partnerships are essential to the success of our mission, be it at home or abroad. Through training exercises with our international partners and various state and federal agency partners, the soldiers and airmen of your Minnesota National Guard get access and exposure to a more diverse pool of perspectives, resources, and expertise. Our partnerships and working relationships with local, state, and federal agencies help us ensure the safety of our communities here at home. Through our international cooperation agreements, we provide our nation security solutions in support of our overall defense strategy to ensure global stability. Our partnerships make us stronger, and participating in domestic and international partnerships is a hallmark of the American military and one that your Minnesota National Guard is proud to uphold.
Thank you, General Jensen. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said earlier, we're broadcasting today from Camp Ripley, and joining me now is Brigadier General Lowell Cruz, who is Minnesota National Guard Assistant Adjutant General Army and the Senior Commander at Camp Ripley. General Cruz, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. I'm really excited to be joining you again and getting a chance to talk about some amazing things happening here at Camp Ripley.
So. General, you got a beautiful day up here, and what a facility.
We ordered in some beautiful Minnesota weather and to train in, and we're sitting right now in the Hangar Conference Center at Camp Ripley, and it's an amazing sight to sit and look out the window and see Chinook helicopters flying and troops moving about this beautiful installation.
So. Well, sir, we're at the first day of summer, and I know summertime you have all kinds of troops come visit Camp Ripley for training purposes. It's pretty busy?
We've been very busy. Our May was extremely busy. About 12,000 soldiers came through Camp Ripley in May. Then in June here, we've got about 8,000 visiting various periods of time, and then the rest of the summer, it's equally as busy, with August being another period of well over our double-digit 10,000-plus soldiers again in August. So very, very busy for us, but kind of the normal kind of busy as well here. So,
the General, as the senior commander at Camp Ripley, you're kind of running your own town out here. You've got to feed people, you got to house people, you got to train them, you got to take care of the equipment. There's a lot going on.
It is. And it's we are a small city. We've got our own police department, our own fire department, mess halls, grocery store, the whole works. You can find it here at Camp Ripley, all the services that our soldiers need when they come here to train. My job is to make sure those services are available and top-notch, and we're trying to make it that way.
And, of course, sir, those things have changed in the last decade. Technology changes everything, and it changes the Army too, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, we're talking right now, our division headquarters was just at Camp Atterbury for a warfighter exercise, and we're talking about what pieces of equipment we need to get here back in the installation so that we could potentially support them in 4 years for the next warfighter. And it's amazing what was an impractical hurdle that would cost a lot of money to bring in a network to support that, we can now do over a civilian network at a fraction of the cost. And that's just an example of how technology has changed in the last year and made things a little more practical. So,
in general, we've learned over the last few years that logistics is what it's all about up here. If you've got to put together a 9-mile train and send it out to the desert in California, or if you've got to send 2,500 troops over to the desert in Kuwait, you got to figure out how to get them there and how to get their equipment there and how to support them.
It takes a lot of pre-planning, and I've got a lot of good logisticians doing all that planning here on the installation. What we're really trying to keep up right now is a lot of our maintenance activities. Our equipment's getting well used and in a lot of good hard use in the training, and we're got about 300 mechanics that are continuing to try to keep all that equipment up and running so that it's available when the units need it. So
that was like that at the National Training Center when you send all that equipment out there for several weeks in the desert and they use it hard. Nobody thinks about the fact that when it gets back home, you got to get it back in, get it fixed up, and get it ready to go again.
Yeah, you know, and that's part of the culture that we're changing here in the Minnesota National Guard. We've always taken care of our equipment, but we probably had a more deliberate pace than when we did that repair work. And now we really are emphasizing with the crews of those pieces of equipment the importance of them doing their part to prevent equipment breakdowns. And so crew maintenance has become a huge buzzword in the Minnesota National Guard, and we're learning that we have, with this high op tempo we're under, we have to deliberately plan time where those crews have time to do their maintenance. Otherwise our equipment is, we just can't keep up with our full-time mechanics then.
So it's a big cooperation between the tankers and the mechanics that have to make it go again.
It is, yes sir.
We're speaking with Brigadier General Lowell Cruz, Minnesota National Guard Assistant Adjutant General and a senior commander at Camp Ripley on Minnesota Military Radio. General, can we just talk a little bit? We think about Camp Ripley and we think about the fact that our Minnesota National Guard come here, but there's other soldiers and service members from several states that come up here every year.
Yes, yes. We're drawing National Guard soldiers from probably a six-state area around us, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa. The 2nd Brigade, we've got an Iowa battalion, our field artillery battalion, on the ground right now. They're up here training. So the 2nd Brigade commander out of Iowa will be here today, I believe, visiting some of his troops with an Iowan. One of the one-star generals from Iowa will be along with him today, so I got to sort him out and find him later today. But we continue to draw from the National Guard from a five-state area. In August here, though, we're doing an Army Reserve exercise that's going to pull in Army Reserve units from nationwide. And so pretty important, and a lot of different units coming to town.
In general, I think the last time I was up here for a short visit, I saw some Canadian troops in the chow hall. They must have been doing some training.
Yes, for the Canadians in the Thunder Bay area, Camp Ripley's closer to them than their own training areas. So they come down here a lot and use our ranges and do a lot of their small arms qualification here at Camp Ripley. So they travel down from the North Shore to visit us. So.
In general, you've got the Minnesota National Guard has two partnerships with the European countries, one with Croatia and one with Norway. And that's pretty important as well.
It is, yes. You know, you just heard General Jensen talk about partnerships and the importance of international partnerships. And so we're very excited right now. We're in the process of having the 45th annual exchange with Norway is occurring right now. And a lot of we're reestablishing the relationships with one of our most important partners, the country of Norway.
So. Sir, I understand that 45 years is the longest DOD relationship with another country that we've had.
It is. It holds the record for the longest continuing exchange program in the Department of Defense, and we're pretty proud of that fact. There's a lot of other elements in the Army that are probably jealous of that relationship that the Minnesota National Guard has with the Norwegian Home Guard. So.
Sir, we're going to spend the rest of the show talking about NOREX, as we refer to it, the 45th Annual Norwegian Reciprocal Exchange. But can you explain to us, what is that?
So we send 100 of our soldiers to Norway, and they bring over 100 of their soldiers. Out of that 100, a portion of them are their Norwegian youth. But it's also morphed into an exchange of their rapid reaction forces. And as Norway stood up their rapid reaction forces, each district has some soldiers doing that work. And they come here and train extensively with some of our law enforcement partners and learn how we do domestic support to law enforcement here in Minnesota.
And, sir, last year it was a winter exchange where we went over there and dug some snow caves and did some things, learned how to ski with all the equipment. This year it's a summer exchange, so the training's a little different.
It is, it is. For us here in the States, it's probably a similar program, just without snow. For our soldiers in Norway, they're learning a completely different skill set in Norway right now. So.
And we're going to talk about that later in the show. And, General, we're going to have a special guest joining us. He's the chief of the Norwegian Home Guard, Major General Eric Christofferson. When we come back, he'll join us, and we'll find out how the Norwegian Home Guard are doing up here at Camp Ripley. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. So we said earlier, we're broadcasting today live from Camp Ripley as we talk with Norwegian and Minnesota troops about the training and culture events happening here at the 45th Annual Norwegian Reciprocal Exchange. And my guest, my co-host for the show, is Brigadier General Lowell Cruz, who is a senior commander here at Camp Ripley. And, General, you've got a very special guest that's joining us now.
Would you like to? I do. I've been developing a relationship and a rapport with the chief of the Norwegian Home Guard, Major General Eric Christofferson, who's joined us yesterday to come and observe some of the training of what Home Guard soldiers are doing here at Camp Ripley. So he's with us for a couple days, and it's my privilege to I just got done hosting him for breakfast, so we had a beautiful breakfast together where we continue to do what's most important with the exchange, which is develop relationships and get to know people. So
very good, sir. General Christofferson, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you here in Minnesota. And, of course, General Cruz dialed up, probably talked to the chaplain. They dialed up some pretty good weather for training, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And I started this morning with a great run along the Mississippi River. So, and then we had breakfast back at General Cruz's house. So it was a perfect start on my second day in Minnesota.
So you're ready to go. General, can you tell us about the Norwegian Home Guard? You are the chief of the Norwegian Home Guard. You started your career in 1988, and you were... In 1995, you became a platoon commander and an officer, and in last year, you were appointed as chief of the Norwegian Home Guard. Congratulations,
sir. Thank you very much. It was a privilege to be the commander of the Norwegian Home Guard. I had never worked in the Home Guard before. My military career was in the Army and with the Special Forces. So when the Home Guard position was available, that was one I really wanted, because I really believe in the concept of citizen soldiers. Soldiers that are civilian most of the time, and they think like soldiers the whole year, but they get to train maybe a week to up to 3 weeks, 4 weeks every year. And that gives us a strong force all over Norway, which can react very quickly to unpredictable events.
And you've got 100 or so Home Guard troops here training this week, and are some of them youths?
Yeah, we have a youth program in the three largest cities in Norway. So we have a Home Guard youth with people under the age where they can actually join military service. So half of the contingent, around 45 here, they are from the youth, and the rest are from our rapid reaction forces, which are the most professional Home Guard soldiers, and they are on shorter standby than the rest of the Home Guard.
So the youth that are here, they're in training and in trying to get a chance to become part of the active Home Guard.
Yeah, they can be part of any service in Norway. They can join the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, or the Home Guard after they finish their youth program. So the youth program is all about preparing them to be a soldier in the future. And the exchange with Minnesota is, of course, a great motivation for them to actually join the Army later on.
Well, it's been a good exchange for 45 years. I know that you just took over as the commander of the chief of the Norwegian Home Guard, but there's a lot of relationships been built over the last 45 years.
Yeah, so Norway has every service in Norway have a exchange program with the U.S. So the Army have several with both the U.S. Army, the U.S. Marine Corps, the Air Force, of course, where we train our pilots in the U.S. They have a long-standing relationship. Same with the Navy. And the Home Guard has actually the longest-running program with one specific unit, the Minnesota National Guard. So that's been going on for 45 years, and when I took command of the Home Guard, there were so many people who had been here, and they talked about relationships, they talked about the training here, they talked about the long-standing alliance we have with the U.S., and how that program fits into the whole Norwegian security policy, with NATO as the fundament and U.S. as our closest ally.
General Cruz, all his training over 45 years and all these relationships, if we were ever needed over there, it's not like you're going into a situation where you didn't know anything about Norway.
Well, I think that's the heart of why we do exchanges and training events with foreign military countries and even with other services in the United States military. You're a much more effective soldier if you know the people that you are fighting with. And so part of the – because it builds trust and successful military operations live and die on trust. And so this exchange is an example of how we build trust and rapport with other countries. And I having gone to Norway in 2015 as a part of the exchange, I understand how important it is for the Norwegian government as well. They're very, very much committed to having the United States as a NATO ally, and they understand that they really need the United States to come to and help to their defense if something overt happens with Russia or something like that. So, and especially, it was really poignant when I was there in 2015 because the events that were occurring in the Ukraine were much more fresh in everybody's eyes at that point. And so Norway shares a border with Russia as well. So.
We're speaking with General Lowell Cruz and General Eric Christofferson about the 45th annual Norwegian Reciprocal Exchange from Camp Ripley on Minnesota Military Radio. General Christofferson, what type of training are your troops getting up here this week?
They are focusing on the basic training. So the youth, they are focusing on basic military skills, which is the fundament for everything. So if you want to be a soldier, you have to be a soldier first. So that I think that's the most important part of it. For the rapid reaction forces, they're more focused on the interagency, the support to domestic operations. We have basically the same system when it comes to the Home Guard supporting the police in Norway as you have in the U.S. So they get a lot of experience and sharing of different experiences from their training as well.
So there's a little cross-training with the law enforcement up
there
this
is.
Week, sure?
We've got a great relationship with some police departments here in Minnesota, the Morrison County Sheriff's Department, I think the St. Cloud Police Department and the Ramsey County Sheriff's Department are all here helping us and train the Norwegian Rapid Reaction Force. They're really focusing on how that support to civilian authority, how we do that in the United States, and showing those skill sets to the Norwegian Rapid Reaction Force.
So General Christofferson, your troops are up here getting some pretty good training during the day, and it sounds like there's a little banquet occasionally at night and getting to know some of the American troops.
Yeah, it was a great evening yesterday. We arrived here in the afternoon, and the first thing we did was to join the Norwegian meal. So it was a meal where the Norwegians prepared food for our American hosts, and we had just a great evening.
Okay, and I imagine there's some other things
coming up this week, sir. We host a series of what we call cultural events, and that's part of the exchange is a short 2 weeks, so we get a keyhole in a lot of events inside of that and a lot of cultural experiences. So Monday night, the crew from St. Paul, the Serving Our Troops folks that have been all over the world serving Minnesota National Guardsmen, Mancini Steaks, we're here to once again serve steaks from Mancini's to this group of partners and both the Norwegians that are here and all the U.S. support staff that are supporting their training. And so that was Monday night. And Tuesday night I hosted some of the senior officers at my house for dinner. And last night we had an amazing meal. It's probably one of the best Norwegian meals that I've experienced in the 12 years that I've been part of the exchange. And so today we sent off some of the senior training coordinators to Washington, D.C., where they'll get to spend some time in the Pentagon. They'll come back here on Saturday, and Sunday night we host already the farewell banquet as we come out of the buddy weekend, and we'll have a chance to start to unfortunately have to say goodbye to our friends from Norway as well. So
until next time, and yes. I would guess the next time would be a little winter exchange, sir.
Yes. The next exchange is scheduled right now to occur in February. General Jensen and the Major General Christofferson will have a conversation here later in the week about what that'll look like and how to tailor the exchange in the future. I think Major General Christofferson's got some great ideas that he wants to bring to the table as the new chief of the Home Guard. And with General Jensen been as the new tag in Minnesota, the new adjutant general, and they're both starting a period of service here in a new role, and they'll get a chance to take this partnership that started with a handshake and matured into what it is in the next phase.
General Christofferson, are you looking forward to more years of this exchange?
Yeah, definitely. And one of the ideas I have is to bring the exchange further north. I grew up in northern Norway, north of the Arctic Circle, so I would like the American troops to go up there, train in that Arctic environment, and actually do it during winter time, because I think that's, if a soldier can fight during winter, he can fight in every climate.
So, sir, you have to send them all home safe and not harm them up there in the Arctic.
Yeah, I think that will work fine.
Well, and I think strategically that's important, because we're debating a lot right now on what the future is for the United States in Arctic combat, and the National Guard is very active in trying to steer some of that policy and steer a little bit of the focus away from the desert that we've been so focused on, and acknowledge that there are other environments that we have to be prepared to operate in. And the Arctic's one of them. And so that's where our friends from Norway can teach the United States and the American troops a little bit of information as well.
Yeah, we had the pleasure last year to see the Norwegian Home Guard teaching us how to use skis and do all kinds of things that you don't think about out in the mountains, and including digging snow caves. And I didn't get to participate in that, sir, and I'm a little too old for that, so I'll pass on that if we come over there next year.
Yeah.
General, it's been a pleasure to have you on the radio, and I hope this exchange goes on for many years.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
We're broadcasting, as I said, from Camp Ripley today on the occasion of the 45th Annual Norwegian Reciprocal Exchange. We'll be right back, and we'll be joined by the Command Sergeant Major, who's over in Norway, and we'll find out what our American troops are doing over there. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been broadcasting today live from Camp Ripley as we talk to Norwegian and Minnesota troops about the training and cultural events happening at the 45th Annual Norwegian Reciprocal Exchange. And my guest today, my co-host for the show, has been Brigadier General Lowell Cruz, who is a Minnesota National Guard Assistant Adjutant General, Army, and a senior commander at Camp Ripley. And our special guest is Major General Eric Christofferson, who is the chief of the Norwegian Home Guard. And in a moment, we're going to tie into Norway and talk to our Command Sergeant Major. But first, it's time for a Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shalito.
As we near the 4th of July, I am reminded of the 24-note bugle call, also known as TAPS. Our current version was likely created during the Civil War by Union General Daniel Adams Butterfield. He decided the French lights-out music was too formal for an end-of-day signal. He hummed a version to an aide who transcribed it to music. General Butterfield directed the brigade bugler, Oliver Norton, to play the notes and made further adjustments to the length of each note. This new call was then played at the end of each duty day instead of a regulation call. Word spread and other buglers adopted the same call. It was even adopted by Confederate buglers. This music was made the official Army bugle call shortly after the war ended, but was never given the names TAPS until 1874. TAPS is now played at all military burial and memorial services to accompany the lowering of the flag, and symbolizes the lights out command at day's end.
Thank you, Commissioner Shalito. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is the Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham. Sergeant Major, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Tom. Great to be with you today.
And you're traveling today, and we're up in Camp Ripley, and we've got General Cruz here and General Christofferson here. We've been talking about the 45th Annual Norwegian Reciprocal Exchange, and you're over in Norway. Where are you in Norway?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm in Varnes right now. Just got back in earlier this afternoon. We were out visiting some of our soldiers and airmen that are on the exchange with our Norwegian counterparts here.
So you were able to take 100 soldiers and airmen from the Minnesota National Guard over to Norway. And how do you get selected to go on?
Well, you have to go through a process with your local commander. You actually have to apply for it. And, you know, this isn't just for anybody. This is kind of a reward as well. We try to recognize soldiers and airmen in our formation that are doing great things for us, that deserve an opportunity to do something different. From the Army's perspective, of course, the ability to go somewhere other than Camp Ripley, not to say that Camp Ripley is a bad place to go, because we know it's a great training location, but to be able to experience and train with another nation, and of course one of our fantastic partners, is a special treat. So we want to make sure we recognize soldiers and airmen that are doing great things for us to give them that opportunity.
So Sergeant Major, what type of training are you doing over there?
Yeah, so the soldiers and airmen have kind of had a condensed schedule because of some arrangements in delay of getting everybody over here. But they were downrange at a field training exercise. And they have had the opportunity to experience some rock climbing, some rappelling. But I think the one skill that they all told me was just a fantastic experience was the survival techniques that they're able to pick up and learn from our Norwegian partners. So, for example, to build themselves a lean-to and learn how to build that so they can be protected from the rain we've had here for the last several days, to sleep outside underneath that lean-to, to stay not only warm, but especially to stay dry, that's a pretty neat experience to have. And then part of that is to be told, all right, now go find your food. And so they had to go and do some fishing and learn how to prepare that meal over that campfire. And just a great survival technique, survival skills that they've been learning.
We're speaking with Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham on Minnesota Military Radio on the occasion of the 45th annual Norwegian Reciprocal Exchange. And Sergeant Major, we're treating the Norwegian Home Guard a lot better than maybe you're getting over there, because the weather here at Camp Ripley is just fantastic.
Well, you know, what's interesting is as we go around, we've been instructed many, many times, and it's kind of like a catchphrase, I guess, and it's, there's no bad weather, there's only bad clothing. And even though it's been raining and even though it's muddy, these soldiers and airmen have huge smiles on their faces, and they're in high spirits, very, very highly motivated. And I know that it's not just because I was walking around to talk to them. It's truly they are enjoying themselves and getting great training out of being here.
So, Sergeant Major, when we were over there last year, it was a winter exchange, and our American soldiers and airmen were learning how to pack up all their gear and maneuver through the mountains on skis and pitch tents out in the snow. And I think the last night they had to dig some snow caves to sleep in. Which is better training, the winter training or the summer training?
Well, I will tell you that if you don't care for mosquitoes and some bugs, then you'll say you'd rather have the winter. This is the first time I've been able to enjoy Norway in the summer, and we've had some spurts of very nice weather where it has not been raining. But I'll tell you what, this country is beautiful anyway, so I don't think it matters what the weather is. If you dress for it and you take care of yourself, you're going to enjoy it, and it's going to be fine.
So, Sergeant Major, is there some special equipment you're getting to experience on the summer training, just like you did in the winter?
Yeah, so our soldiers and airmen got the full issue from our Norwegian. So they're using Norwegian equipment. And what's interesting is there are some pieces of equipment that they're using, for example, some of the outerwear, the Gore-Tex and that sort of stuff, that they have said, wow, this is much better than what we're using right now. So probably some things that we need to go back to our developers and tell them, hey, we need to take a look at some of this equipment that they're using over here, because it's really, really effective.
You know, the one thing we saw last year, Sergeant Major, was that netting, kind of a netting underwear that you wear under, the Norwegians wear underneath their uniforms when they go out in the wintertime, because it might be cold out, but if you're skiing and you're hauling around a bunch of gear and you're putting up tents, you're exerting yourself and you've got to get the moisture away from your bodies, and they really seem to know exactly how to do it and stay dry and comfortable.
Yeah, they sure do, and as a matter of fact, they're issued that netting here as well, because even though it's summer, it still is a little bit chilly, especially when you throw some rain on top of it. So our soldiers and airmen are issued that netting, and they're wearing it this exchange as well. And that was one of the other comments many of them made, how effective that is at keeping you dry and warm.
That's good intelligence to gather up and bring back for in case future missions happen over in Norway.
Yeah, I agree. And for the winter exchange, I was issued the old white fishnet, the netting, and now they have a nice greener color. It's thinner, and they say it's much more effective. So I'll have to try to get a pair or a set and put it to the test as well.
You'll have to send us some photos, Sergeant Major. How are our troops doing?
Probably not something you want to see. Anyway, hey, the troops are doing great. Like I said before, they're motivated. They just got back in a little while ago from the field. And honestly, they have been nonstop since they hit the ground here. When they landed, they got about 2 hours of sleep, and they were up, moving, packed, and heading down for this field training. And so tonight now we're going to bring all of our American soldiers and airmen together along with our Norwegian counterparts, and we're going to have the American meal. And it's the traditional steaks that we have sent over from the Serving Our Troops organization. I know you've talked about them many times. So we're going to prepare a great American meal for them tonight and have some steaks and potatoes and salads and have a good social interaction.
Well, thank goodness we've got an organization like Serving Our Troops that always shows up at these events and at departure ceremonies in Kuwait and Norway and everywhere to help thank the troops for all the hard work they're doing.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. They're an absolutely fantastic organization, and we truly appreciate them.
Sergeant Major, we have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to get both these generals back on and yourself and talk about what we've learned over 45 years of the Norwegian Exchange and what's left for this year. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today we've been broadcasting live from Camp Ripley on the occasion of the 45th Annual Norwegian Reciprocal Exchange, which means we've got 100 or so Home Guard troops from Norway up here at Camp Ripley training, and we've got about 100 airmen and soldiers from the Minnesota National Guard over in Norway training. And on this segment, we're joined by Brigadier General Lowell Cruz, who is the senior commander at Camp Ripley, and we've got Major General Eric Christofferson, who's the chief of the Norwegian Home Guard here in Camp Ripley, and we have Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham over in Norway. Sergeant Major, are you still with us?
I sure am, Tom.
Sergeant Major, I understand that you've been out training with your troops and you've been up north a bit. Are you getting close to somebody else's border?
Yeah, we went up north to get a really nice briefing on the the border and the relationship between Norway and Russia. And the interesting thing that I took away is that they have a very, very good relationship. And the commissioner that is in charge of the border for the Norwegian who gave us the brief, he said that it's not political with them. It's about making sure that they have a good relationship because there are people that need to come across that border, both going into Russia and, of course, coming into Norway. And so all they do is try to make sure that they can work through any issues, resolve any issues, and just be good, just work together in a friendly, diplomatic manner without getting politics into it. He says that's for the other people to worry about, not for him.
So be good neighbors to the extent you can be.
Yeah, absolutely. And he said, you know, a lot of it is just some simple little things that they'll find. Maybe some reindeer will cross into the border that shouldn't be over there. And, you know, once in a while, somebody might want to try to take a peek and cross the border. So they have to take care of some of that stuff. But they work really well together. And, you know, one of the things I know that you've talked about previously, Tom, on the show is some of our domestic operations and the interagency working together, the way the Minnesota Guard works with our partners back in Minnesota. Well, they have some of those same type of relationships up on that border as well. If there's some type of emergency where they can have some emergency response, go in and help, you know, within a certain distance of the border. So they're doing great things up there, and everybody's happy, and they're getting along.
General Cruz, what a great opportunity for our airmen and soldiers to go to Norway, see the country, train with the Norwegian Home Guard, and even get to see some of those border territories.
Well, and what we don't realize being in landlocked Minnesota is, you know, Norway's surrounded by ocean. But more importantly, on their northern border, the Arctic Ocean, they have a mission there of response into the water there to respond to disabled ships and shipping. And that response knows no flag. It's a human response at that point. And so they rely on the Russians there as well as part of that response piece. So
General, does Norway have a Navy or a Coast Guard that takes care of that responsibility?
Yeah, we both have a Navy and a Coast Guard. So normally it's the Coast Guard that takes that responsibility. I'm very happy with what the Sergeant Major said, because it's very important for Norway to have a professional relationship with Russia to avoid misunderstandings, because the north for Russia is very important because of their strategic assets up there. And Norway is always NATO in the north. So there's potential for tension. And that's why we need to have a professional relationship, working close together, talking with each other to avoid misunderstandings.
Professional, friendly, neighborly, to whatever degree you can manage.
Professional is the right word, I think.
Okay. Very good, sir. General, what a great opportunity for you as well to have your home guard and some of your youth over here to experience Camp Ripley and all of the training facility that's here. This is one of the best training facilities in the United States. It must be pretty interesting for you.
Yeah, it's definitely. And all our soldiers were very happy yesterday when I met them during the Norwegian meal. They praised the training. They enjoyed the facilities. And they are building relationships, and relationships that last longer than the training actually goes on. So I think this is very important for the U.S.-Norwegian relationship that will continue to move on for years to come.
General, you touched on it a little bit. Now that you've taken over as chief of the Norwegian Home Guard, are there some little tweaks to this Norwegian exchange? Are there some things that you want to experiment with in the next few years?
Yeah, I think that all our military the last 10, 15 years has really looked into the effects of what we are doing. So we need to make sure that we actually train on what we're supposed to train on. We need to make sure that we get what we ask for when we come to the U.S. And the Minnesota National Guard comes to Norway. So we need to talk about these things. And I think it's a very good idea to actually do it during wintertime, as me and Brigadier Cruz have been talking about. Do it in March, April. It's a perfect time to come to Norway for training. You still have enough snow. It's not so dark anymore. And you can actually do a lot of training.
Sergeant Major, you're ready for the next Norway exchange in March next year?
Absolutely. I would love to come back in March. And, you know, the only downfall, I guess, it would be is depending on how long that sun stays down. You know, up north, it was 2 in the morning, and it still looked like it was 7 at night, you know, back at home. So a little bit difficult to get your clock working and actually get some good sleep. But yeah, you know what? I think any time coming over to this place, to this country, is a good experience, especially when we're able to provide a training opportunity for our soldiers and airmen to learn something a little bit different, see the way things are done from a different perspective, and learn something along the way. So if March and April is the right time to send more over, then absolutely I want to be involved in it.
Sergeant Major, when we were over there last year and did the radio show, I was impressed with all of the Norwegian Home Guard. They treated us like kings. What a great partnership, and I'm sure they're taking good care of you this year as well.
Yeah, they sure are. And, you know, it is about the friendships. It's about, you know, taking care of each other. And, you know, really we're here to learn from each other. So it's difficult to do that if you can't get along. So everybody is getting along. Everybody's making great efforts to make sure we have everything that we need, and we haven't been disappointed yet, and I don't expect that we will be.
Thanks for joining us today all the way from Norway, and General Christofferson. Go ahead.
It's my pleasure. I'm absolutely glad I was able to call back and visit with you all for a little while, and I'd like to thank both of the generals for their time coming on as well. We've got great stuff going on over here in Norway. I know we've got great stuff going on in Minnesota, so I just appreciate the exchange and all the hospitality.
Thank you, Sergeant Major. General Christofferson, thanks for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And General Cruz, I'm sure we'll be back up here for the next event that
you
want us to cover.
Anytime you want to come back, Tom, the door is wide open for the Minnesota Military Radio Show.
So. Thank you, sir. We're just about out of time. If you have a mailbag question or suggestion for a topic you'd like us to address, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com and click on Contact Us to send us a note. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Major General Eric Christofferson, Brigadier General Lowell Cruz, Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham, Commissioner Larry Shelleto of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen. Please join us next week as we talk about an upcoming career fair with Jim Finley from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.